Welcome to the A1 Content Podcast. My name is John, and today we're going to talk about why local SEO is good for your business. Local SEO has been in the small business discussion world for a few years now. And the part of the reason is it's very important since, your customers are looking for a product or a service online that you offer. They're more likely to look for businesses that are actually near them, especially in an emergency. That's because, the business is close and that's convenient. So having your business website optimized for local SEO has just become more and more important. And especially if you have competition in the local area. So today we're going to talk about some of the things that are trending on the local SEO world and how you can apply them to your business or website for 2022 and moving into 2023. Now that the growth in mobile access to the internet has basically skyrocketed over the last few years, more people are looking for... They're searching Google for places near me. They're doing a lot of near me searches, like plumbers near me, those types of things. The reason is Google suggests that when you type in a plumber or a contractor or a carpenter or, grocery store, that's one of the suggestions. So it's very easy to just tap that and then allow Google to show the local results that are near you, especially based on location if you have those services turned on. But also... near them if your Google Business profile is optimized as well as your website. So that's why it is important to take into consideration any sort of local aspect or local optimization when it comes to your website. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So before we get into the actual trends of it, we can go over a few numbers that I dug around and found online just to kind of solidify how important it is to have local SEO optimization done for your website. And I'll share these in the show notes as well, so you can kind of read through them yourself. But 4 in 5 consumers use search engines to find local information. Of course, that's becoming very obvious. Near me mobile searches increase 136%. 83% of searchers use Google search to learn more about a nearby business. Even if you're looking for new customers and you have a lot of competition, this is a great way for customers to find your business, discover you for maybe the first time. And having educational pages on your website for that brand new customer is definitely important for that reason. 78% of people who conduct a local search on their smartphone will visit that business in the next 24 hours. So that's 78% of the searches. That's pretty high. 28% of local searches lead to purchase within a day. So if you're selling something, if you have a brick and mortar and someone's looking for a specific tool or a specific product, maybe for the holidays, you can expect them to visit your store within a day if you're actually the one that shows up near them. 24% of all clicks go to the first result of the local business search. So in some cases, you think people are just seeing the results, tapping on the first one, assuming it's the first and the closest and the best option. That's not always the case. If a business has an optimized business profile that's maybe got more reviews or syncs better with the website they have, they may actually show above you in the results, even if they're, say, 3 miles further away, because their result to the user is more relevant than yours is, even though you may be closer. So keeping an eye on the competition and optimizing to be sure you're the one shown before your competition and it's further away is definitely a key important thing to keep an eye on. So as we look at local SEO trends for this year and moving in the next year, just keep in mind some of the things that can work for your business, especially if you have a brick and mortar with a website. The first trend we look at is the high intent and ready to buy. So local searches, especially on a mobile device, in some cases, they're on the go. So if they go to a store and they don't find what they want, they may immediately get on their mobile device to search for that product from a place that's a little closer. And that is where you like to show up. So local searches are 80% more likely to convert than non-local searches, because when they're searching near me, they're signaling to Google there's an intent there. They have an intent to visit that location, visit that website, find that product, and ultimately purchase the product or service. So being able to take the local SEO practices that I've discussed on this podcast multiple times before, and apply them to your business and your website is definitely a way you can leverage leverage Google to help you, you know, bring more users to your website. Another trend in local SEO is that it's cost effective. When you're taking a look at using Google to run paid ads versus just investing a little bit of time to optimize your website and your Google business profile, the costs are very low. So you're really just paying for time to do it. It's not a set it and forget it, but versus running like Google ads for your small business, where you might want to optimize throughout the month or the 3 months that you're running those ads, you're spending a lot more time, not to mention you're paying Google for all the clicks. So even if you have a good website and things like that, and you're sending visitors to it, just because they're coming there doesn't mean that they're coming there to do what you want them to do, either submit a lead or buy a product. So the local searches are higher intent. Once you get that optimization done, you can just kind of monitor things based on how Google changes the algorithms and things like that, how you get your reviews, where your competition stands, and then you can make tweaks, very easy tweaks, based on that information. So being cost effective is definitely on the high list. Usually when people talk about optimization for their businesses, they would prefer to know what the most cost effective option is, as always. And for small businesses, when budgets are tight, optimizing for local SEO is definitely on the top of that list. Another reason that local SEO is essential for the growth of your local business is that you can outrank your competitors. There's billions of SEO searches every single month, and if you live in a largely populated area, there's way more than in the rural area. So, invest in your local SEO, and it will bring loyal customers to your business and a competitive edge for your business against the competition, especially within your niche. Continually showing up for local SEO searches to your visitors will certainly give them a reason to visit your business and show them that you have the expertise and the experience based on the reviews you have, especially on your Google business profile. And, you know, you're erasing that one last doubt in their mind on whether or not you can do what you can to help them solve a problem that they're searching for. So now we're going to move on to things you can do to improve your search rankings for local searches. One of the first things you need to make sure you have set up is a Google business profile. If you don't have one set up, I would encourage you to go back on a couple episodes in my podcast here and take a look at how I walk you through setting one up. That's actually the most important thing to do first. It's free. Google gives it to every business that can be verified via address or phone number. And then from there, you can start to optimize. So what do we optimize there? Well, we make sure the business name, your address, the phone number, your website address, all your social profiles are added to that profile so that they match your website as well, and Google can give authority to your business based on that information. You definitely want to keep things like hours up to date. If your business is one that changes hours even seasonally, you just want to make sure that you're in there making those updates when necessary. Moving on to another way that you can optimize for local SEO is getting relevant backlinks. Now, backlinks aren't always easy to get. You want to, there's some tactics that you can use to reach out to other businesses, maybe similar, maybe the chamber in your city, the Chamber of Commerce. You can get a link back from their website in some cases. And what that'll do is that'll give Google another signal of authority in your area, in your region, in your niche, and possibly bump up your business in the local search results. So looking at local publications like small newspapers, magazines, and any other local organization, whether it be like a charitable effort that you do, on a regular basis. You can ask them to make a put a link back to your website because you're a donor or you donate time or you volunteer with your employees and things like that. So all of those things are relevant ways to get backlinks and actually will help in the long run. One of the best things about a backlink is that is very much a set it and forget it type of thing. There's very little maintenance you have to do after the fact. So using backlinks, getting them pointing back to your website will definitely boost your rankings for local SEO searches. Another lower priority option for building your SEO rank is citation building. So I say low priority because online directories and things like that kind of have gone away, but they are still out there. So if you have one for your local area, definitely get the business name, address, phone number, and website mentioned on another site. So it's very easy to, you know, just get to Google and look for, you know, review websites or business listings and directories in your area, and then see what you have to do to submit your information so that it's available for customers that happen to be using that. Whether or not a customer actually uses those directories is not really relevant, because Google will kind of put some weight on it so that it can add some authority to your local search result and maybe just bump your business above the competitors in that search result. One of the last things I'm going to mention here of ways that you can optimize to boost your SEO ranking is reviews. I mentioned it earlier. Reviews are going to be heavily weighed upon, and if you can get your reviews posted on a website, not just on the Google Business Profile, but if you can feed them into your website so that people can go through them, they can read about the last few customers that left a review and learn more about your business and how you handle customers, Google's going to take those and put a little bit of extra weight on them. So you can show social proof and boost the trustworthiness of your business very easily with something like that. So taking all those things into consideration, at the end of the day, local SEO is very important. The minute you start optimizing for local searches, you're going to notice a difference either on your business profile activity or emails or phone calls to your business, as well as website activity. So it's going to be exciting. You're going to see the results, and you're going to dominate in your local area, which is the ultimate goal. So just keep an eye on the analytics, and if you need help with analytics, you can go back in a few episodes to learn about that, what's important, what to look for, and things like that. So I think that's where I'm going to wrap it up. If you would like to learn more about local SEO, please take a look at some of the past episodes. That's mostly what I talk about on the podcast. So thank you for listening. I hope you found the information useful for your small business marketing strategy. Please consider subscribing to get new content as I publish it usually once a week. I'd love to hear what you have to say, and I'll take the conversation over to Twitter, where you can find me at A1Content. Otherwise, you can visit my website for more digital marketing methods that you can apply to your small business. You don't need to leave a review in the podcast app. However, if you did find this podcast somewhat helpful and you do know another small business owner that might benefit from what you heard, please share the podcast with them. That's all I can ask. So hopefully I see you next week. And if you want to look back at some of the other episodes, check them on your podcast app. And that's it for me. Have a good day.